so best of recent self-conferences. I don't want this to go on super long. Some of you may have already had dinner. Some of you may not have. So I'd really like to kind of get us out of here by about 8:30. So the main talks, you know, between 10 and 20 minutes, and then we'll just have some lightning talk real quick. So best of recent self-conferences. Oops. So what is this presentation about? Basically, it's just a FYI for your information. Self has lots of events you probably don't know about. And we have lots of material that's presented at these events. Unfortunately, most people don't know about it. And some of our regional events that are held in Asia, we have events in Korea and in Japan. And those are held in local language to make it more accessible for the engineers over there. But most of the presentations are translated. They're not translated immediately. Sometimes you have to wait a couple of weeks. But the English versions of the presentations are available on our website. And so you can go out and look at, if you see a topic that's interesting to you, some Japanese or Korean engineer has worked on something. This is just an overview of that different material, just so you know what's out there, so you can go look at it. So like I said, I'm going to go really fast. And in fact, I may not even read everything on every slide, because I don't want this to take longer than about 10 minutes or so. So the four events that I'm covering here, by way of overview, are our Worldwide Embedded Linux Conference that we hold once a year every April, and that's in the United States. We have a European Embedded Linux Conference that we also hold once a year, and that's usually in the fall to complement our schedule. The next one is actually, there's a flyer out on the desk. Next one is November 6th and 7th in Ede in the Netherlands. It's a little town that's just like 45 minutes outside of Amsterdam. So if you're from Europe, or if you have a desire to go to Europe, then I highly recommend this. We have already pinned down the schedule for this. We have a lot of great content planned for that one. In Japan, we have something called our Japan Jamborees, and these are held every other month in Tokyo. And then the Korean Technical Jamboree is held periodically. It's not on a fixed schedule. But we'll probably have our fourth one this fall. We just had one earlier in this month. And so here's a list of the topic areas from the different jamborees. So we cover a wide range of topics. Boot up time, file systems, tracing, security, and including stuff like advice and tips for working with the community. Those are always useful. And advocacy, you know, why use Linux at all in the first place? So I'm going to not read all of these, but this is just a sampling. What I'm going to do is I'm going to post this presentation probably on elinux.org. If you just look under current events, I'll put it up there under elinux.org. And you can go look, and the code here, there's a little parentheses. So JJ16, that's Japanese Jamboree number 16. So, and then ELC Europe 07 was where you could find the information on parallelizing Linux boot on CE devices. So if you see something up here that kind of catches your eye, oh, I'm working on boot up time, or I'm working on OMAP or something, and you want to go look at it, that's where to kind of, that'll kind of give you a hint where to dig into the self website and look for this stuff. Most of the links, if you go to the elinux.org website, there are links on there to all of the different conferences. So, fast booting of embedded Linux was at the Korean Technical Jamboree number 3. So browsers, we've had talks on WebKit and talks on embedding the Mozilla-based browser. Distributions, it's very common for us to have several different talks on different distributions. We've had a talk on OE, I think, several years. So Open Embedded, Ubuntu, MIMO, if you want information on those. File systems, oh, not sure what happened on that one. File systems, of course, file systems and embedded are pretty important and interesting. There's a lot of churn in this space right now with new file systems coming out. Some of the guys in Japan have done some benchmarks comparing the mount times for the different file systems and also looking at their performance for benchmarks. So you may be interested in looking at that. And of course, some of these, like AXFS, right, was presented here at OLS. So So some of the things that are presented at self events also end up here at OLS. So graphics, if you're writing DirectFB or looking at frame buffer support or GStreamer, there's information on that. There's memory management talks, how to use swap, doing things like I thought there was a compressed swap system on there. Anyway, so there's a lot of avoiding out of memory on embedded Linux systems. That's a pretty important topic. Mobile phone, we don't have a whole lot of mobile phone. We expect that to change with our European conference. That conference will be in conjunction with the Netherlands Unix users group, and their tracks will be on mobile applications. So there's also power management. It's a good resource if you want to kind of get up to speed on what's going on with power management. A lot of really good talks at this last ELC conference on that. Talks on processors. Some of the talks besides these were related to specific processors. Real time. Sorry, I should have split this one over two slides. But if you're working on real time, you know it can be a real pain in the rear end. And so you have to do a lot of tuning, a lot of tips and trips, real world experience there. Security. A lot of talks on security. Like I said, I'm going through this pretty quick. Web application security. On size, system size is always a perennial issue. So we've got reports on Linux Tiny. Oh, there's that compressed cache one. Compressed swap solution. Size report, the Bloatwatch update by Matt Makel. I talked about that in the embedded Linux box earlier. More stuff on Linux Tiny. Tools, we also talk about tools. So using a JTAG debugger, Time Doctor, talks on GCC and Scratchbox. You'll notice on those last two Scratchbox talks, those are in Japanese. JJ20 is a fairly recent one. If you see, and I'll get to this in a sec, if you see a talk out there and you open it up and it's in a foreign language, just send an email to me or to CELinux-dev and say, hey, this looks interesting, can you please translate it? And we'll get someone right on it. You might want to have something to do in the meantime, but but we eventually get to this stuff. We have some good people working on translations and stuff. So tracing, a lot of tracing information, OProfile, function call back tracing, LKSD. Also tutorials, things on dynamic linking, kernel hacking tips, advice for acting within the community. These are always really good. Kind of like Andy Clean gave a really good talk at OLS on this topic. Some of the experts in the field are here talking about how best to leverage the community. And especially in some of these foreign countries, you may find that they, like this one by, Shibata, to go along with the community. This was actually a long-running series. He did a series over a period of like six different conferences where he focused on a different aspect of working with the community. Had some really good tips. And then advocacy. So we have some talks on using Linux in general. So general guidelines, just check elinux.org. That is kind of the main place where we want to keep our events. Just follow the links to the events, look for interesting stuff. And again, if information is missing, sometimes the presentations don't get uploaded or the translations are not done yet, just send an email. And if something shows up, try to see if it's already linked to an area on elinux.org. One of the things we're working on is we're trying to make sure that all of this material is linked from a relevant section on elinux.org. So if you think like a power management talk should be linked to a particular page out there, it's not, then just go ahead and link it. The worst that can happen is someone will revert your edit, but most of the time we'll say thank you very much, and you have my permission to edit the wiki. So that's it for that. So
that was quick.
So let me move on to my next topic then.